And now, let's get back to the show that will teach you how to succeed in today's turbulent financial markets. Traders Talk Live. Here to do that for you is your host, Craig Weil.
All right, thank you. You are listening to Traders Talk Live. Mark Tingino, Jim DeMeritt, Alan Rohrbach with us this morning. We're talking about the market technicals. And Alan, when we left you, we were giving you a pat on the back for a rather prescient call you made back in May. But I'm going to put your feet to the fire right now. That was then, this is now. And I want to know how you view the violent decline recently. What does this failure tell you about the intermediate and long-term future of the Dow?
Well, that's a great question, Craig, and in fact, it speaks volumes about where we're headed from here. First of all, before I go any further, we have to go through the standard. This is all for informational and educational purposes only. If anyone's going to act on any of this, go meet with your financial advisor first.
You do know you're being recorded right now.
I do. Well, the failure below 10,000 to 9,700 in the Dow, partially psychological because of what they call the big penny effect at major round numbers like 10,000, but also for some very good technical reasons, actually represents the violation of the overall uptrend from the major cyclical low back in 1974. Now, I don't want anyone to panic when I say this because it does not, I repeat, does not mean I think we're going into an economic depression. Matter of fact, if anything, the authorities are doing what's necessary to avoid the mistakes the New York Fed made back in the 1930s. But that violation of 10,000 to 9,700 in the Dow has left us in a much broader, more gradual overall uptrend, as in still a long-term bull market, yet that must now be rebased to the more gradual upward channel from the lows, dare I say it, back in July of 1932. Now, some may consider that an astoundingly negative remark, but I don't make up this regression analysis that has served me and my clients so well. What I prefer to look at this as is the super cycle correction. It's the natural opposing swing of the pendulum to the combined international credit and U.S. housing bubbles bursting. And as you know from reading my reports, Craig, I would have much preferred the authorities move sooner to help borrowers and slow down foreclosures, just as we discussed back in May. But now that we're at this point, they're doing what's necessary. And yet, even Mr. Bernanke and all the government officials and most economists at this point are indeed saying the recovery is going to be slow to develop, and that is the fundamental side of my technical projections that we're going to spend a lot of time an extended basing range before any strong bull can take place again. And that's consistent with the idea of a super cycle correction.
All right. And when Bernanke and Paulson are telling us that it's probably not going to be very good, we should listen because they're paid to paint a rosier picture. So it might even be worse than they're allowing us to think right now. Certainly that's been the case all through this debacle. And Alan, you mentioned cycle, super cycle. We know we don't get that from McDonald's. All right, well, speaking of longer time frames, Alan, I want to ask you a question. You had mentioned something about a super cycle here. And I flippantly kind of said we don't get that at McDonald's. But
can you
explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, the what did George Santayana teach us? He said, those who don't learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat its failures. So let's go to school on history and look at what happened after the major sell-off in 29. Again, not to be sensationalist, but let's take a rational view of how the market traded. And you don't have to take my word for this. If you're an intelligent investor, want to go back and do some research, go look at the wide swinging sideways activity that prevailed from the early 30s until the late 1940s. And again, once the these go-go 60s topped out in 66, where you were really in a range right through to 1980. And the lesson to be learned from this is that intelligent investors who right now are probably opening up the statements from their brokers or wealth management advisors and recoiling in horror probably think, well, I could have done a better job myself. And they're probably right, but only if they go out and acquire the tools. And what we are seeing right now in the markets is the ultimate vindication of something that OTA's John O'Donnell and Michael McMahon have been telling people for a decade. Everything's a trade. Now, that sounds kind of short-term and self-serving from people who train people in trading, but those types of indicators can be used in the longer term as well. And I think the real lesson here is that you have to develop the tools to understand how to manage the intermediate term swings in what is going to be a flat market, even with some sizable rallies and sizable breaks. But we're basically going to be not above 10,000 area, roughly, in the Dow again for quite a few years. And if people want to hear what my major lower support is, they can come to the workshop on November 13th. But the real key is this. That old corollary, pardon me, that old misguided cliche about, well, as long as you've never sold, you haven't really taken a loss, has a corollary that's much more suited to the boom and bust markets of the last periods we've been through in the stocks. If you haven't ever sold, you also haven't ever realized a profit. And the coming environment is going to be one where almost everything people have been told previously about long-term investing and buy and hold, it'll always work out. You're going to need a greater level of enlightened self-direction and willingness to adjust your portfolio at key junctures in order to make sure you don't look at your earnings at 10 years from now and see they've been flat along with the stock market. If you want to thrive, you've got to invest in education, and you have to apply the discipline to make the right moves in the market that the trend that your trend view calls for. That's the real lesson.
All right. Well, Alan, thank you for that plug. I mean, this is what we talk about all the time. And the fact of the matter is, you go back, look at the S&P charts from 10 years ago. We are about the same level, if not lower. Buy and hold is a myth. And I think people are learning about it the hard way right now. We want to be active in this market. It doesn't mean the market can't go up 20% from here. But 10 years from now, we may be sitting at the same level. All right, we'll be back. AM 560 WIND.
You lost